Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I got my man Grant Paulson here, but John from Alexandria has been on hold over an hour. And you know, I feel like we need to get this name going. And it has to... For him to wait this long, it has to crack the top five. John from Alexandria, what is going on, man? What is your suggestion for the new name for the Washington football team?
Well, I don't think anybody really mentioned the big pro for changing the name is we get to move back to D.C. We get to have no problems getting back to D.C., which I think is a big, big, huge thing. But what I think is the Red Hawks. Red Hawks, Pigskins, or the Red Spears. Red Hawks, we could keep the cool Redskins emblem. Just put a feather. Super cool. Pigskins, we play homage to the Hogs. It makes sense. It's Washington. It's football. It's everything. The Red Spears is kind of a stretch, but we still keep, like the guy was talking about earlier, the Sunnies. Spear with the feather. Red Spears, easy done. But we could, any of those ones, you can change the fight song pretty easily. But I'm just sick and tired of trying to defend the name and this. I just rather worry about making the playoffs than having to worry about our nickname. So that's all I have to say.
All right, John, I appreciate you, man. Thank you for that. You talked about the fan angle. I want to hit that as well because it is – oh, man. Grant Paulson, co-host of the Grant and Danny Show. I'm telling you, man, it's going to feel so good just to be able to tweet out a Redskins score – Or I'm happy the way the quarterback played, or the defense stinks without having people attack me for being racist. Won't that be nice?
You know what's crazy, Reese, is I'm almost numb to it at this point, right? Because you just got used to it. And I have not even thought about it in those terms, to be completely honest with you, in a long, long time. But, yeah, I don't know when the last time was that, you know, you tweet something out and somebody somewhere doesn't have something to say like that. So. That will be refreshing, and I definitely think it's going to happen. I've always felt like Dan Snyder would not change the name. He would ignore the noise. But the one caveat was if we got to a point societally where people started to tell him that they were going to pull out of sponsorship deals and money was going to talk, and that's seemingly happening, and that's going to be the beginning of the end, I think.
You know, the weird thing, Grant, is, you know, kind of like you, I kind of felt like this would happen at some point, but – I'm surprised this happened so quickly and surprised that it took so long at the same time.
Well, I think here's what's going to happen. I think this is what you mean, and you're right about this, is if you think about it, it's going to happen fast. And I don't mean necessarily like this season, but you went from obstinance for years and years and years and the ongoing debate that was raging of, well, maybe we will never see the name changed. So all of a sudden FedEx says they're done or they'd like you to change the name and Nike pulls your gear off the website. And it all feels like it's absolutely happening. You know, there's no going back now. You don't release a statement today as an organization saying you're going to look into this, essentially, and then just come back after a few months and say, you know, we talked to some people, but we're actually going to keep the name. So it's one of those things where I think it took a long, long time to get to this point. But now that you've gotten here and you kind of punched through that wall, potentially, it all could happen. And I think really the process could be expedited at a speed that maybe people didn't anticipate.
Well, look, one of the things that actually kept this from getting pushed over the edge, in my mind, is the fan base. Because if the fans weren't supportive of the name being what it was, that is something that Dan Snyder would have to take extremely seriously immediately. and that pressure wasn't coming from within our own fan base. Was that something that you felt in talking to other Redskins fans this whole time about how they felt about keeping that name?
Absolutely, unequivocally, yes. I believe that over the years, my thought was always that the Redskins fan base, by and large, was going to be upset when the name was changed. But I think something's happened. I think really two groups have grown. The first group is the number of Redskins fans who would like the name changed. And they don't necessarily need to be adamantly trying to change the name or tweeting every day with hashtags or something. But these are just people that if you ask them outright, what do you think of the Redskins name? They would say, yes, I'm a big fan. I can't wait to see Chase Young play. And they should change the name. I think that group has grown a little bit. The group that I think is substantially larger, Reese, than it was years ago, the one that I think is growing by leaps and bounds, not just every season, but maybe even every month at this point, societally with what's going on, is the number of people who are Redskins fans who say, I'm not going to be upset if you change the name. And I can speak for myself. Five, certainly 10 years ago, when I was growing up as a young guy, I always thought, oh, man, I really hope they don't change the name. It would change everything for me. This is the Redskins. This is the team. And I am very much more in the group now where I would say it would change nothing for me. I would go to FedEx and it would still be mediocre. I would go to a new stadium in D.C., hopefully, and it would be better. And I would watch the team and they might lose. And hopefully Ryan Kerrigan may get a sack and Terry McLaurin would go for 109 on six catches. And I would feel good about it. Like nothing about the name being changed would matter to me at all. And I think a big part of that, honestly, and you can tell me if this take is hot and incorrect, but I think the fact that they pretty much stunk for 30 years has a lot to do with that. Like, if you had these memories, if you and me at our age were Patriots fans and we're in the Super Bowl every other year, winning titles every couple of years or AFC championship game every season, I think it'd be harder to separate yourself from the recent history of the team. Mm-hmm. But you got to win in 99 and a win in 05 in the playoffs. If you're 32 like you are, like I am, my age, you don't remember Super Bowls or there's no lifetime memories of like fondness with this organization or these things. I think older groups of people have that, obviously, but people that are 30 and younger don't really. Now, does that mean that I'm not going to be sad if they are a different team name looking back on Redskins gear? Yeah, sure. Everyone's going to have that feeling. But I think it makes it easier if they come up with a cool logo, if they come up with a name that works for people. The fact that they have been irrelevant largely on a national scale for 30 years, I think that makes it a lot easier to rip this Band-Aid off.
You know what? You raise a really good point about the futility and that not causing those really important, significant memories to embed themselves. I mean, one of my observations has always been the incongruity in the level of intensity in your relationship, because you have other people that are however small this percentage of people that say we are offended by this. This is actually racist and demeaning. And you have other people on the other side that's like, yeah, but it's the name of my football team. Like, it's not people aren't asking you to move off your land. They're not asking you to leave. You're not asking you to change your name. You can keep the team. You can keep the colors if you want. You keep all the memory. You keep all that. It's just the name of your football. Like, it's so relatively insignificant in the scheme of your life that always made it a losing argument for me.
Agreed. And to me, it's the equivalent of, like, I used to view this, and when I say I used to, I'm talking about like growing up, right? I used to think of it almost like what like a Cleveland Browns fan would have thought when the Baltimore Ravens were the team that they once were. Like, you lost your whole squad, and like my linebacker that gets 11 sacks a year that I really like is now wearing orange all of a sudden, or wearing purple and black when he was a Brown. Like, the team is the exact same. You go on a Sunday to the stadium and it's still Haskins throwing the ball to McLaurin, and it's still Young and Montez Sweat coming off the edges. So how different really is it if there's a different name or a different logo? What type of opportunities are presented financially? What type of the money can be gained for Dan Snyder, or what good can be done maybe by doing this? I think those are conversations worth having, Reese, but I guess for me it's just simple. It comes down to the fact that up until now, the sponsorships weren't at risk. And if they are, it's going to change the entire conversation. And I don't believe there are enough Redskins fans that would be furious or risk leaving and not watching anymore, which I don't really buy that anyway. You might get a couple of extreme dudes and and girls who do that. But, like, that's like the guy saying, if so-and-so wins the presidency, I'm going to Canada. Like, nobody actually does that. I don't know a single person that's left this country to go live somewhere else because they were mad about an election. So that dude's still going to be watching on Sunday. I think Dan Snyder knows that. But the whole deal for me is, do you get the logo that people like? Do you get a team name? Like, if the Bullets changed to the Wizards and the Wizards was a name people liked, we wouldn't talk about it now. But because the name the Wizards isn't that good and people haven't liked the colors until recently and how the actual uniform looked until the last iteration, it was still a topic a couple years ago. So they've got to get it right if they do make this change, if they want it to be received well.
You mean people didn't like the colors, so they came all the way back to what the colors originally were, exactly. So they completely regressed?
They just came full circle, right.
Now, Grant, do you have a nickname in mind, and will you keep my dream of life of having a Pittsburgh-like all four teams with the same color scheme? We are literally one terrible football team away.
So I like the idea of having the same color scheme for all the teams. I wouldn't be opposed to it. I got to be honest, I'm still conflicted a little bit on getting rid of burgundy and gold because it is a good look to me. But yeah. I got no ride or die feelings for that. I think if you want to keep something, the colors are the way to go, obviously. The name I like, people don't seem to like it. I'll be honest, I threw it out there. It didn't get reviewed that favorably. I like the name Red Hogs, H-O-G-S. It's an actual animal. It pays homage to the Hogs. Hail to the Redskins is an easy, smooth transition at that point. You keep the song. So I like that. I like Warriors as well. I'm not sure if that transition goes smoothly, you know, because you're still, now you're going from Redskins to Warriors. There are other teams named that, obviously, but you're sticking with a Native American theme coming from a name that people didn't like. And then the other one that I've always kind of liked would be Pigskins, you know, Washington Pigskins, and you kind of just throw it back, and it's old school football stuff. But I'm not married to anything. I just want them to, they got to get it right, man. They got to do this in a way that invigorates the fan base, that people are excited, because if they do that, then I think it can change the entire discussion as it's happening from being a really negative thing to being a positive thing where people say, look, it's 30 years. It's a fresh coat of paint. They haven't been good in a long, long time. If you think about it, Reese, like, you put a list together of the great moments of, like, these are the Redskins' all-time best hits on their album. It's the Riggins run. You know, it's Daryl Green holding his rib cage on a punt return. Everything you're going to name happened before 1992.
Yeah.
And we're talking in 2020. So there are more fans, I would say, at FedEx Field on a Sunday than not who weren't alive or can't remember those things. So it's not that crazy to make some type of a change. It just isn't.
Well, you know what, Grant? Considering that this is something they have to get right, we can feel grateful that Dan Snyder's in charge.
Yeah, it's going to be amazing to see it all play out. But you do have to say this, okay? Because that's a good thing, and you're on to something. And you got me. You popped me a little bit. Ron Rivera, I think he's the type of dude who I want involved in whatever this is.
Mm-hmm.
He's got this a decorum and a dignity and a class to him, a reverence for not only history, and you've seen what he's done with the military over the years with his background, but that's a guy you want in the room. The more people like that we have involved, the better the chance they get this right. And who be ultimately getting this right means that the name doesn't change right away, but somehow that they swing the pendulum in a direction where they use it in a way to benefit Native Americans. I don't know, but I like that he's in the room as part of the guy have part of the panel that is having this discussion.
Grant, man, I appreciate you, man. Thank you so much for joining us.
I appreciate you, Reese. Take care, buddy.
All right, that was Grant Paulson blessing us a little bit. You know him from Grant and Danny. You hear him every weekday from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. right here on 106.7 The Fan. I'm going to be back. You guys been calling in. My man Matt just said disagrees with Grant. Hot fire. Coming back after the break, Reese Waters on The Fan. You heard from Grant Paulson, you heard from Wes Hall, you heard from Mike Wise, you've heard from myself, and you've heard from each other, and it's time to hear from more. I appreciate you guys for weighing in on suggestions on what the Redskins' new name should be and whether or not you feel like it should be changed in the first place. I'm going to go with my man Bill from King George, who was not in favor of the name change. Bill, what happened?
Hey, Reese. Thanks for taking my call. First, it's you know, honestly, I don't think any of our opinions are really going to matter. As Grant mentioned earlier, it's going to be a money issue, and how much of that Dan Snyder takes into account is, you know, it's going to be a weighing factor in his decision as to whether or not he's going to comply with making a change or keeping it the same. But, you know, frankly, I have to agree with Gary, one of your callers earlier. He was he described himself as a Lakota Indian from North Dakota. I'm a Chippewa Indian from North Dakota. Gary was probably from South Dakota, sorry. But there's a lot of storied history between our two nations as well. But I do have to agree with him. I've lived here in the National Capital Region for about 30 years, too. Again, native of native Indian Chippewa. The reservation I grew up on, their mascot and their team name is still the Belcourt Braves. They're not changing that. They have no intention of changing that. Nobody finds that offensive up there. Nobody found the Washington Redskins name offensive when I was growing up. You know, everybody up there were Minnesota Vikings or Washington Redskins fans, or, you know, occasional Chicago Bears. But, well, my point is, our opinion really didn't matter. And to me, this is a result of the ongoing social movement right now of a social consciousness of inequality. That's fine. And Gary made a good point earlier that none of these incidents that resulted these episodes of wanting to change the name have ever resulted in activity of any measurable nature for benefit of other Native American tribes, et cetera. And you asked earlier, you know, what are some of the places where people can go get aware of that? Okay, well, there's American Indigenous Business Leaders, the American Indian College Fund, American Indian Higher Education Consortium, et cetera. You know, there's several out there, mm-hmm. but and if we're talking about inequality and we're talking about offensive things, I get it. This is the topic du jour, and it's really a lot of people that have nothing else to do with their time because of the situation that we're in right now with lockdown, COVID, and people are being, you know, let's face it. This is a society that's in a powder keg right now because we've been in lockdown for so long. And any social issue right now is a match that just strikes it off. Floyd incident, tragic.
Let me say, Bill. I think one of the issues that I have had in response to a lot of the protests have been examples, shows of justice and equality. You know, posting something on social media, not actually taking action. And so that's why in the conversation that I had with Gary, when he brought up the point of these movements towards changing the name haven't been associated with any action. But I would go absolutely the other way with that and say, why is the way that you choose to honor Native Americans by putting on a headdress on the side of a helmet and going to FedEx for 3 hours or 4 hours on a Sunday? Like, that doesn't do anything for anybody. If you say that you actually want to support them and honor them, there's ways to support them and honoring them. Having them be the name of the team hasn't helped anybody. And so not just doing something in name, actually doing something if, in fact, that's what this is all about. Because I can tell you, I have never had a conversation either at a watch party or at FedEx around Redskins fans about the state of Native Americans. That conversation has never happened.
Exactly. And it's not, and you hit the nail on the head, Reese, is that it's a professional sports team that people have chosen to align themselves with in their fan, being a fan of, just like people would align themselves with, fans of the Patriots or, you know, the Giants, as you mentioned earlier. That's not offensive to anybody. You know, the Chiefs, let's just go down that trail for a second. There are certain professional names of teams that people align themselves with as fans without any conscious thought of what does it mean, you know. It was shortly after 9/11 where I was driving into D.C. and I saw a New York license plate going in. This was like 6 months after 9/11. And the plate, I'm sorry, it was a Virginia plate, but it had an image of the Twin Towers on it, and it said New York Jets. And I couldn't help but think how ironic that was. That two jets flew into towers in New York, right? And I thought that was stupid, but you know, it was just my thought at the time. But I didn't take offense to that at the time, that or now. It's just there are people that align themselves and become fans of their teams, whether they're growing up that way or they move to a regional area, without real conscious thought of what the team name means. Jacksonville Jaguars. The jaguar on the emblem is a black jaguar. They're, by and large, the majority of jaguars in the wild are spotted yellow and black jaguars. Why do they choose just a black jaguar? I don't know. It doesn't matter to me. I think it's a cool looking emblem, but or a right. logo for the team.
Right.
But you know, and recently, of course, the Cleveland Indians decided to take Chief Wahoo out there. Off their merchandise and their team. That's fine. That's they kept the name,
yep.
But they're moving on.
Hey, Bill.
My other question to you, Reese, is that this is another topic of discussion for other people who like Santana, who you just had on a little while ago. What are they going to do with their rings and their merchandise and the income that they're going to lose when the name changed, because and the embarrassment, right? Is Riggo going to be out there peddling his former Redskin stuff with any sense of pride, or Sonny or Grimm or Theismann or Bostic, all these guys? Are they going to get out there and try to peddle their former derogatory Redskins name, for any kind of value?
I can't answer for anybody else. I know that Riggo will be out there with all the pride, because all Riggo does is things with pride. But I appreciate you for weighing in, because it's important for voices like yours and Gary's to be heard. So I wanted to have this conversation and have it out fully. And feel free to call back. I'm back on the 12th, man. I'd love to hear from you then as well.
Thanks, Reese. And I would just that you know. If Dan Snyder's listening, stick to your guns, man.
All right. That is Bill from King George. I got my man Darren Haynes coming up after the break. He wants to hear from you guys as well. I see you, Big Brian from D.C. We even got my man Jonathan from Fairfax. I am Reese Waters on The Fan. Call in 800-636-1067. We'll be back. I bring you my man, sports director, WSA9, Darren Haynes. What's going on, partner?
Man, you see how that music changed the game, man? You don't even know who it was. You're about to drop it like it's warm until you figured out that it was McCray, the Christian rapper.
Well, no, because everything that has been played so far has been flagrant and over the top. And I was like, this doesn't make me feel like the bully that all the rest of the music has made me feel like. Hey, man, I'm telling you, I was outside and 50 Cent happened to me by accident. I hadn't listened to him in probably a couple years. And all of a sudden, I just felt like a jerk. And I'm like, this feels great. I love this.
Well, hopefully you feel like a spiritual man now that I play a little bit of Lecrae. So you're no longer a jerk anymore.
Oh,
you've been saved and sanctified, my man.
Wait a minute. So you've forgiven Lecrae for the situation about the gift of slavery? What did my man say?
Oh, when he was in that interview.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm gonna plead the fifth.
All right, fair enough. Hey, man, I know you haven't been here. You did not grow up in this area. So I'm not sure exactly how you are taking this news of the Redskins changing their name, but it is earth shattering to a lot of people that have grown up here, because this is a debate that I'm telling you, Darren, has been going on raging since I was a child. And at some point you understand that certain things probably should be a certain way, but when enough time passes and nothing changes, you just assume that that's the way that it's going to be. So never thought that we would be in this moment. How does it feel from you as a guy coming in from the outside?
Well, I mean, yes, I didn't grow up in the DMV area, but I mean, I've been an NFL fan all my life. And of course, you know, at ESPN, you got to be a fan of every single team when you cover them so you can understand all their background and history. But, you know, I was a person who would mention their name all the time. And it actually took that reality moment where someone actually recently reached out to me and sort of explained it like this, that I keep using the name and it offends people. And they're like, you're sort of putting yourself in the same position as the people who say, hey, well, all lives matter. Forget about Black Lives Matter. So people who are kind of going against that Black Lives Matter movement, that mindset was sort of like the same mindset where it's like, well, I don't think it's bad. And I'm not thinking about how other people feel about it. And so in this situation, it totally makes sense to me 100% that the team name offends some particular people. And why would we want to have a team that constantly offends people? It may not offend everybody, but if it offends a certain amount of people, is it really that serious that we want to make them feel bad and make them feel lower than we already treat them by continuing this particular team name? You notice I'm not saying the name.
Right.
It's been a struggle, but I've put myself in a position where I've gotten almost comfortable now saying Washington's NFL team or Burgundy and Gold. I think I slipped up one time in the news, maybe a couple weeks ago, but I've been good. I'm trying to break the habit, and so far so good.
Wait, now when did you start that?
Honestly, probably about 2.5 weeks ago.
Okay.
Well, you know, obviously the Black Lives Matter movement was so high, and there was a woman who hit me up on Twitter and kind of put it in perspective just the other way around. I'm like, dang, you actually make a really, really good point, because I was thinking of myself as a sports journalist. Like, this is the name of the team. I just got to call the name of the team the way the NFL calls this particular team. That's just what it is. And that's not what it is. The NFL or Dan Snyder's team can come up with any particular name, but I don't necessarily have to follow by it. I used to cover different golf tournaments. And, you know, a golf tournament will be sponsored by this particular brand, this particular company, or this particular bowl game in college. But why am I going to say, hey, the Outback Bowl, when Outback Steakhouse is not paying me any money? So I'll call it just whatever the bowl game is in that particular city. I can do that as a journalist and still get away with still doing what I need to do on the news without saying that particular name. And so that's what I do now.
But it was a reality check, man. It was a reality check.
I can imagine. I'm joined by Darren Haynes, sports director over at WSA9. Now, you have gotten close to a lot of players on this team. And have they ever expressed to you feeling uncomfortable with the name or having a desire to have it be changed?
So in regards to some of the current players, none of the current players, but I you remember Mark Schlereth, right?
Yep. Yeah.
So as Mark Schlereth, former guy, when I just recently interviewed him, he was mentioning that, like, you know, it's at that time has come where they need to change that name. So may not be particular current players, and you know how that organization is. And Trent Williams, I spoke to him about a week ago, and he made it very clear when we were talking about another story. He's like, you don't want to be that guy who speaks out of line, which was crazy to me, because it's like, what kind of mentality are these players having with their owners and coaches where they don't want to get out of line? Out of line is a very powerful word. It makes you think of certain things way in the past. But a lot of these players, I'm sure they don't want to, quote unquote, speak out of line right now because they are still getting their checks signed by Dan Snyder. But former players have spoken out about that name. Junior Gallette's another guy.
Mm-hmm. We had on Santana Moss earlier on in the show, and he spoke out in favor of this change in the name. He talked about seeing people protesting when they went to Seattle to play the Seahawks, and he pretty much said anytime they went out west, where they were in relative proximity to a reservation, they would see that kind of demonstration. So now projecting forward, okay, Darren, I have a dream that one day my home city will have a color scheme that covers all four major sports. I understand that this has happened in Pittsburgh, and I love it. and we are one semi-pro football team away from having my dream, Darren. Can it become a reality?
Man, what's funny is I'd never thought about that. That's the last team. That's a lot. So I can see Dan Snyder changing the team name to some other word that begins with R. Maybe I've heard like the Warriors kind of going around. But changing it to kind of like the red, white, and blue, that's a complete makeover.
Yeah,
I'm not saying it can't be done, but you're looking at now, you're going to have to repaint the entire stadium. You're going to have to redo all the jerseys. You're going to have to redo all the marketing stuff as far as in their team, the website. That's a lot. It's easier to just change your name and keep the colors.
But then you get all the money from people buying the new jerseys.
I get you on that, but you're also going to lose the money on all the merchandise and all the colors that are already the burgundy and gold. But we are talking about Dan Snyder here, who obviously he has a boatload of money. And I just want to say, I don't put this out on the air now. I would love to talk to Dan Snyder one day and kind of get his feel on this. Dan Snyder may be the coolest dude in the world. I would love to sit down with him, crack open an Angry Orchard on his yacht, and listen to some Lecrae and Wale and see what's on his mind. He may be a cool dude. I just don't know him like that to speak good or bad about him. But what I do know is that he needs to do something now and right away, because if he continues to wait even longer, it's just going to get worse. There's no good ending in this not changing the name.
He strikes me as a Zima guy. I don't know if he goes with the Angry Orchard.
Nobody goes with the Angry Orchard but me, man.
what do you have coming up?
So obviously this is the weekend, so I'm free today, but our Charlotte McBride is definitely talking about the Nationals, get it going today. But then again, you know, I'm nonstop, man. You can always follow me on Twitter at Darren M. Haynes. So I'm always giving updates as far as in what's going on with DC's NFL team. Who knows what can happen tomorrow? But I'm talking to people already within the organization. So it's only a matter of time where I'll put something out there that could be some breaking news. But there are a lot of people who want the name changed. There are a lot of people who just realize that this is just getting way out of hand and something needs to change. And then also on the flip side of it, you know, the Black Lives Matter thing hasn't been done. And there's a lot of people who are still upset in regards to the organization not letting them do anything in regards to Juneteenth. So there's a lot of unrest stuff that's going on within that building.
Oh, before you leave, I need to ask you, who will be the first wizard to break bubble quarantine for nighttime shenanigans?
Oh, man. Oh, wow. I feel like that's a great question. I feel like everybody will be in line. I don't think it will be any of the stars. I'll just throw it out there, even though he's a UConn guy. Shabazz Napier, man. He's going to be the dude. But I can't really think of somebody who was yours, so I'm just throwing it in Shabazz.
Shabazz
Napier is gonna be that dude.
Wes Hall said had Mo Wagner, so it's gonna be Shabazz Napier and Mo Wagner hanging out at the Epcot Center parking lot. Can I holler? Hey man, I appreciate you for always coming in and joining me, man.
No doubt, my man. Appreciate you.
All right, and shout out to our colleague Adrian Detil listening in her vehicle, supporting both of us, man. All right, I'll be back. I see you guys still on the phone lines. Big Brian, I appreciate you, man. I'm coming to you soon. Reese Waters, 106.7 The Fan. My man, Big Brian from D.C. First of all, Brian, I appreciate your dedication to being called Big Brian. What's going on? How you feeling about this whole situation?
What's going on, Reese? First of all, thank you for having me. I guess I'm a little bit confused as to, I can't get anyone to give me a straight answer on, Dan Snyder's, one of his whole sticking points was he didn't want to interrupt the history of the team. So why not going back to the team's original name and original logo? Why is that such a hard transition, other than it still being associated with indigenous people or what have you? But you're not going to please everybody. No matter what name you use, you're not going to please everybody.
Oh, so you mean if he were to go back to Braves, you're saying?
Right. If he just go back to the original team name, the Braves, and the original logo, and, I mean, boom, there you have it. You keep the team's history intact, and you don't, you know, you, again, you're not going to, there's still going to be people that are going to bellyache, but if you change that name to the Pigskins, trust me, you're going to have just as many people bellyaching about that crap as well. I mean, you're setting your team up for failure with a name like the Pigskins and some of those other ones that have been thrown out.
Now, do you have any of those? Do any of those other new names appeal to you at all? I mean, you got the Warpath, the Warriors that are close, kind of closely affiliated, the Bravehearts.
The only one that to me has been palatable, I would say, would be the Warriors. But still, if you're going to stay with the Warriors, you're still going to have to, in some way, shape, or form, stay with the theme of the Indians or whatever you know term you want to use. So you're going to have people that are going to be bothered about that. So, you know, I mean, I don't know. I guess at the end of the day, whatever name they decide on, I just hope. I mean, I'm just a little bit confused. I should say that that certain people are so amped up and loaded for bear to come for this name change, but the same people are still confused whether Black Lives Matter. So I don't know.
That's true. Hey, Brian, I got a suggestion for you. Okay, it's a little bit out of the box, but people like the alliteration. Kind of like you like the Warriors. How about this? Washington Wizards. How do you feel about that?
Washington. You said the Wizards?
The Wizards, yes.
I never liked the Wizards.
Isn't it horrible?
I never liked that to begin with.
It's horrible.
So.
Whatever they do, it'll be better than Wizards. They'll land in a place that's better than Wizards.
I hope Dan Snyder has shown he has no problem spending money. Danny, please spend some money on a good marketing firm that will come up with a good name for this team. Don't do it yourself, please.
You know what? If I was Ted Leonsis, I would just change the name of the Wizards just to go along with the Redskins rebrand. Like, oh yeah, we're gonna change too. I mean, any opportunity you have to get out from under that.
I think he's gonna do it. Oh, I think that change is coming very soon too.
All right, Brian, I appreciate you for calling in, man.
Thank you for having me on.
All right. All right, I appreciate all you guys for hollering at me, especially my man Jonathan in Fairfax. I'm coming to you shortly, my man. I also have my homie Robin Lumberg from SI as well as the fan over in New York coming up after the break. But I still want to hear from you, 800-636-1067, Reese Waters on the Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.